USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts, with storm surge warnings also issued for Long Island from Flushing to Chatham, Massachusetts, and for Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. Forecasters warning storm surges of 3 to 5 feet could affect all of those areas. The storm is expected to make landfall on Sunday evening. And defense officials are looking for alternative ways to get evacuees into Kabul's airport after ISIS threats on the airfield. NBC News reporting that officials are tracking threats from the terror group against the airport and the people trying to get there. The American Embassy in Afghanistan warned Americans in country on Saturday to stay away from Hamid Karzai International Airport because of potential threats just outside of the evacuation area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Hopes for a new, kinder, gentler Taliban are quickly fading in Afghanistan. Mike Fortier has more.
A woman who works for an international aid organization in Afghanistan is in hiding and in fear for her life since the Taliban took over her city in the north a week ago. She tells the BBC she has already seen signs of the Taliban's brutality, targeting a woman for her footwear.
This saw a woman who wears a sandal without sock. They beat that woman and told their husband, "You are a bad man, that you are wife is not wearing the proper socks and maybe shoes. Even for that, they have beaten that woman."
She says the financial situation for many is desperate as banks are closed and people can't access their money to buy food. She adds she's too afraid to even try to get to the Kabul airport to evacuate. From the USA Ready News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Survivors of last week's major earthquake that struck Haiti are still struggling to receive much-needed aid in some of the hardest-hit areas of the island. UNICEF says nearly 10 tons of medicine, water, and hygiene supplies arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Friday, with another 30 tons expected in the coming days. Mercy Corps is one of the many non-governmental agencies working to provide aid in the country. Christy Delafield is on the ground in Haiti with the group and tells CBS News about the efforts that group is making to deliver aid to the hardest-hit communities.
We find that it is a critical moment in these first weeks after an emergency to set up a long-term response. And frankly, that's what the communities deserve. That's what they are looking for and asking for from us, is to listen to them, to put them in the driver's seat, and to really understand what is most important for that long-term recovery. So that's things like buying locally rather than shipping supplies in, because that is better for the local economy. So in addition to shelter kits that we are delivering, we are also doing cash assistance so that people can purchase what they need most urgently, which often varies from person to person. Someone may need to replace a wheelchair, someone else may have lost livestock, and it's really important that people be able to purchase what they need. You know, if you don't have a baby, you don't need diapers.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.